Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will hear a presentation today from representatives from the City of Eureka as well as county government regarding strategies to deal with the ongoing issue of homelessness within the city. Homeless advocates, business owners, law enforcement, and elected officials will be on hand to discuss new strategies being developed by a committee of stakeholders. Supervisor Virginia Bass has been a part of the committee that has met for the past several months discussing the issue. The goal is to get those who are willing to be helped the necessary assistance and to enforce local ordinances and regulations to deal with those who continue to create problems. The supervisors will also discuss a change to the way the Headwaters Fund Board manages its money. In February, the board approved changes to allow for $10 million to be invested by the county treasurer outside of the county pool. The supervisors will discuss the necessary changes to the Headwaters Fund charter and are expected to act on staff recommendations to approve those changes. Supporters of a trail along Humboldt Bay between Eureka and Arcata will be watching the California Transportation Commission meeting today after their staff recommended the commissioners approve a $3.1 million grant request from the City of Arcata. Commission staff recommended the funding because of the benefit to the community and because it's been deemed a transportation priority. Combined with a $1 million grant from Caltrans, the funding would cover the cost of building the actual trail, work that could begin in 2015. The parent company of Ray's Food Place, C&K Markets, announced last week that the company has been removed from Chapter 11 bankruptcy and is no longer under the supervision of the courts. President Carl Wissman said the company can now move forward with plans to modernize not only its stores, but what is sold inside of those stores. Locally grown produce will be a staple at Ray's Food Places under the Eat Fresh, Eat Local campaign that was begun in the company's Oregon stores this summer. In addition to traditional groceries, Ray's Food Place will focus on organic produce and getting farm-to-store products on its shelves. C&K Markets has partnered with Crystal Financial and GE Capital as part of its reorganization plan. Ongoing drought in the state of California has led to conservation efforts to cut back on the amount of water being used in communities across the state. It has also apparently led to people getting desperate for more water, as two recent incidents illustrate. The sheriff's office is investigating an incident of water theft at the now-closed Edinburgh School on August 13th. The property is being taken over by the Edinburgh Fire Department, and sometime between August 7th and the 13th, thieves cut a lock to gain access to the property and then carted off a 5,000-gallon water tank that the department was going to use to store water. On August 12th in Mendocino County, deputies arrested the driver of a commercial water truck after an investigation revealed that he had been stealing water from a fire hydrant in Brook Trails Township. The driver, Kevin Boutillier, was arrested for theft of utilities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Friday, fire officials still had more than 2,000 personnel assigned to the Lodge Fire Complex burning in northern Mendocino County. This morning, there are fewer than 800 still on scene. Resources are being pulled from the Lodge Complex to be reassigned to other areas, and containment of the blaze now stands at more than 85%. All evacuation orders have been lifted, although smoke will remain a concern in the immediate fire area because hotspots are expected to burn for several more weeks. The U.S. Forest Service has declared the small but potentially dangerous slide fire south of Orleans as contained and controlled. The fire burned just over 9 acres, but gave fire officials concern that it could spread rapidly before the Mad River Hotshot crew arrived on scene. Arcata fire crews responded to a report of a grass fire on Saturday and once on scene discovered that the fire, that burned less than an acre, was caused by a vehicle that had been set ablaze and rolled down a hillside. The incident on Sand Point Drive in McKinleyville is being investigated as a case of arson, and when firefighters arrived on scene, they found that the grass fire was approaching two structures. It was quickly extinguished, and there were no injuries reported. The CHP and the Sheriff's Office are investigating, and the vehicle in question may be tied to a burglary in McKinleyville on Friday night. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.